Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots' first season in decades without quarterback Tom Brady is off to a good start. The Pats beat the Miami Dolphins 21-11 in the opening game yesterday afternoon in a nearly empty Gillette Stadium because of the pandemic. After the game, the Pats' new quarterback, Cam Newton, talked about taking over.
I think it's time for everybody, including myself, to realize this is what it's like. I think it hit me full circle today for me to just kind of realize that I'm a New England Patriot, and I'm just going to embrace this whole moment.
Mike Reese covers the Pats for ESPN and joins us now to talk about yesterday's game. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
And very good to have you back. I have to say that following Tom Brady, of course, is a tall order, but Cam Newton looked pretty comfortable yesterday. How do you think he performed?
He performed exceptionally well, Bob, and what stood out to me was how different the offense looked with Cam Newton leading it compared to Tom Brady. Of course, that's Cam Newton running the ball, 75 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns. That's the most rushing yards by a Patriots quarterback since 1977.
The bigger picture about the offense is that there were questions about the depth of the offense going into the game. How do you think it looked with Newton under center?
Well, those questions about the depth are still there. I would say if they didn't have Cam Newton, it might be a different conversation, Bob. I mean, he was that good in this game. But what this does is it buys them some early margin for error to try to figure out some different pieces and to get more players involved.
What about the defense? The Pats intercepted Miami quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick 3 times during the game.
The defense did its job and effectively stopped the run. That was their biggest concern because they didn't have any preseason games. They couldn't really practice against a live tackling situation, and they held Miami to 87 rushing yards on 27 carries, which is a very good statistic. And you mentioned the 3 interceptions. Anytime you total 3 interceptions, that's usually going to put you on the winning side.
Concerns at all from your point of view about certain aspects of the defense?
The concern would be the front 7. So they have great players in the secondary, you know, the coverage players against the receivers. And this Miami team maybe doesn't have the most talented running game, so they're going to face a much better running game in Week 2 against Seattle. So that would be an area to keep an eye on.
All right, the game was played without fans in attendance at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough because of the pandemic. And afterwards, Bill Belichick said it felt like a practice.
It's like scrimmaging the Titans or scrimmaging Detroit or scrimmaging the teams that we scrimmage. There's just the competition, and there's some energy from your teammates and your own energy. So that is what it is.
Mike, you were at Gillette. What was it like?
It was so different. And, you know, we were up in the press box. They had plexiglass set up between, all the reporters that were sitting there. And the players would make these game-changing plays, like an interception in the end zone or a run to seal the victory, and there was just no reaction, and you'd almost say, wait a minute, did I just see what I thought I saw? You almost had to confirm it a second time.
You know, down in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game against the Saints, Tom Brady did not have a great day. He had a great first series. He ran his team down the field and scored the touchdown himself with a quarterback sneak, but then the rest of the game was kind of a bust for Brady.
He had 2 interceptions, one of which the Saints returned for a touchdown. So some early growing pains for Tom Brady, but I don't expect them to continue. The Buccaneers, that's a tough opponent at New Orleans, one of the best teams in the league. But their schedule, Bob, is going to get a little bit easier, and I would expect some better results for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers going forward.
All right, we'll see how it goes for them and for the New England Patriots going forward. ESPN's Mike Reese, thanks very much. Appreciate it as always, Mike.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be back with you.